Hey, it's Rebecca Smith for the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week we hear from Dr. Mac Taylor, who lives and works in the Boot Heel. He's the chief dental officer for the Southeast Missouri, or SEMO, Health Network, and the provider at the Burney Dental Clinic. He spoke about the, quote, new normal of dental practice during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic and how new safety precautions are impacting the amount of care available to his patients. Here's Dr. Taylor.
Our normal now is, it's a lot different. You know, before you come into the office, we had a waiting room full, and now we have no waiting room. And we still have patients waiting in their cars. When they get there, they call us. We only have one person per provider in the office. So my hygienist has a patient and I have a patient, and that's it. My second assistant does not get my next patient back until my first patient is gone. We're now waiting 15 minutes after the procedure, if it's an aerosol-producing procedure, due to the CDC's guidelines, so that the aerosol, anything that's left in the air, can fall, and then the assistant goes back in and cleans up. We're wearing our N95 masks. If somebody decides that they don't want to wear the N95, then they're wearing a face shield. And I'll be the first one to say it. I hate having to wear PPE. If I could work in a tank top and shorts, I would, because I get warm very easily. And so this isolation gown and this super heavy mask and this face shield and all this jazz just makes it a heck of a lot more uncomfortable for me. So we're killing a lot of time for all of these new procedures and new regulations and new guidances and all that. And I get it that they're necessary. I'm not trying to debate that at all, but it really does limit your capabilities. And with the amount of people that we need to see, it just slows everything down. It bogs down the whole machine. The immediate thing is we're going to see an increase in emergency room visits again. With the inability to see patients and with the lack of providers, I'm afraid that we're going to start seeing some of those numbers tick back up a little bit. Until we can get caught up with our current treatment, I think that that's going to be something that we see going forward. And you know, these patients that may be immunocompromised to begin with, or patients who are not immunocompromised and are healthy, but you know, if they start having major dental issues, if you can't chew and eat correctly, you're going to have a hard time doing anything else correctly too. So this can make an impact on overall quality of life for a lot of people. And again, I go back to the lack of providers being one of the major issues. You know, it's heartbreaking to see that we can't fix everybody. And I realize this. I'm not trying to sound like some naive, fresh out of college kid that can save the world. We can't fix everybody, but when you're so limited and you see so many people that need something, it just, man, I go home some days and I think, how the hell are we ever going to manage this?
That was Dr. Mac Taylor with the SEMO Health Network speaking about how dental practice has changed during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic and how these new necessary safety measures are impacting the care available to patients. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.